The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Man, we've got a lineup of callers here. It's open phones. I'm full right now. But as they open up, and please get in, 770-5633. And we'll do a couple of weather control calls here, too. So we got Mike and Elko, Lucretia, Dave, Matt's here. Matt, I can't wait to talk with you. Hold on. Let's get to Mike and Elko. Mike, you promised you would call back, and this has to do with what you see. You used to live in Oregon. You now live in Elko, and you say you're always seeing weather control take off, huh? What say you?
Not exactly. They don't take off from here. I don't know where they're coming from or going.
Oh.
But every once in a while, like two or three times a week, the sky will be full of planes. You know, they're going east to west, north to south, straight up, straight down, creating crisscrosses in the sky. Just ridiculous. Like, there's no flights going anywhere in those directions.
Okay, now, that likely sounds like genuine, legitimate experimenting weather control, something or other. Sure. I'll give you that.
I'm not going to say it's weather control. It could be the geoengineering trying to dim the sun. You know, there's all kinds of programs going on. To ignore it is a typical expert. They're in fear of losing their credentials, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get anything truthful from an expert. Just like, I want to know where the flu went, but nobody seems to, you know, answer that question.
Well, yeah, the flu disappeared in 2020 and 2021,
yeah.
Right? There was none.
The scientific reasoning for that, and I'll believe anything after that. There was no Wuhan lab release if the flu disappeared and the death rates didn't increase till the next year when the vaccine came out. Why is that, like, so hard to understand? And why are they using the PCR test to determine whether or not these foxes had rabies? Is the most ridiculous test. It should be rejected. But no, they're going to kill everything with that stupid test.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in from Elko. Good to have you on here. Lucretia is here. Lucretia, take a bite. You want to talk about the time that Elvis controlled the weather? I can't wait to hear this one. Now, was he at the 7-Eleven when this happened, or another place?
I don't know, but the book is coming out, Bill, and I hope you will get the author on, Michael Connor. It's coming out April 8th. But one of the things he did was be able to control the weather, stop heart attacks, or stop cancer.
Oh, okay. Now, I have to be serious. So it's a seriously legit book you're telling me about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is all based on his wife and other people that knew him and what he did. Yeah. So he did work. He didn't work politically out in the open, but yeah, he was very involved in the occult, you know, the secret stuff. But,
oh,
you know,
is this like an occult book about Elvis? Really?
Yeah, I told you about this about 8 months ago.
Oh, okay. See, eight months ago for you and me might be a lifetime. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's been so much craziness you and I have discussed over the years. You understand that, right?
Oh, I know, Bill, but I'll send it to you again. But no, honestly, if people go to earth.nolschool.net, you're going to see on April 1st, this storm's going to come in about 4 o'clock. And
yeah.
It's going to hit. And you've got part of the whole jet stream coming towards it, but most of it's going out, literally out into the city.
See, that is that government weather control. Now, Lucretia, here's the one thing is, you don't believe that we are on a round earth either, right? If I recall correctly, I've been on email trees in which you and Randy Dollinger and various other people are always talking about flat Earth.
Sadly, Bill, after I looked into it, I thought it was totally beyond nuts.
Uh-huh.
If you actually take the time to do the research of what they're showing.
Like, oh, I think it's total nonsense, Lucretia, because even you are going to earthschool.null, which is assuming a global Earth, okay?
Bill?
It's not a flat... So I'm sorry, you can't. There's a little bit. It's contradictory, Lucretia. Love you, but it's contradictory. Okay, but I do want to find out more about Elvis controlling the weather. That could be fun.
Well, let me just say one last thing. The band is not natural that's coming in. They're controlling the band. It's not just spreading off across the land. They're controlling the weather.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. I understand. All I'm saying is that get us in touch with the puppet master, okay? I got to go. Thank you for that, Lucretia. See, I knew we were going to have a good talk there. We don't agree, but we have a good talk, all right? And I think Lucretia needs her own online weather control podcast or something. But anyway, let me go to a Minor Dave. Hello, Minor Dave. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to say about, I talked to Captain Bill yesterday, Joel, he had a bunch of dogs that they're going to need to find homes for.
Okay.
So I guess we're trying to work on that.
Okay, now then, you wanted to talk about prevailing wage here before I get to Matt, okay?
Well, I don't know about prevailing wage, but when you work for Trees Incorporated, it's exclusively for the power company. I was, about a year ago, I was talking to a tree trimmer that's a journeyman. They make about $37.87 an hour, and about $4 an hour for their pension, and about $5 an hour for their health insurance. And so journeyman linemen usually make $10 or $15 more an hour than that. And I don't know what they're making now, but and like if you work for as a groundman like I used to do in a power station, they'd be making about $30, and then you know the same amount for pension and health insurance.
So prevailing wage is a huge giveaway, right?
It's a huge giveaway because it's not actually prevailing wage, because the prevailing wage would be the union wage.
Understood. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you for that, Minor Day. Let me go to Matt. Matt's in Grants Pass. Matt, glad to hear from you this morning. I didn't get a chance to watch the Brett Baer special report yesterday. And you were telling me, I'm going to watch it a little bit later on. It's the whole one with Elon Musk and Doge. You're a really bright guy. I appreciate your opinion. What was your overall take from what you saw? I will watch it this weekend. I just didn't have time. I was doing other things.
Well, I guess two things. One is politics all comes down to marketing, marketing, marketing.
Right.
And this was, and I'm saying this, and I'm not saying it in a derogatory way, but this was a brilliant piece of marketing, because this message, this should have been out a month ago. Now, maybe they didn't have enough of the savings and the examples of the fraud and the waste, but honestly, it was the best interview he's ever done with anyone. And having Elon Musk sitting there in front of him, no note cards, nothing stupid. He has business, he has guys back there with business backgrounds in banking, in accounting, in engineering, in software engineering. And they're going one by one. Every one of these guys is very successful, and they're all working on this. And Elon Musk made the point several weeks ago, and he's 100% correct. This is going in one of two ways. Either America was driving itself off a cliff, or we had to fix this. Mm-hmm. There were no other options. There just weren't any. And the fact is, politicians work in a political world, not in a business world, except for the few that are successful businessmen and women. You cannot run a country through politics only, because it leads to failure in all cases. And that's where we were headed. So it was great for them to come out and do an honest interview and go through. They can only cover so much in regards to the example. But I will say, I sat there and I was feeling sick to my stomach at the amount of theft and fraud that's in the government. And I think, like a lot of your listeners, I knew it was there. But when you finally get to it, I've been begging for this for 40 years. When you finally get to it, and you hear about just the systems about, you have, you know, the SBA issuing loans to
11-year-olds. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What about the, you know what I was most interested in, and I have, like I said, I'm going to watch it later today. Some days the work schedule just doesn't work out for me, and watching a lot of TV. What about the magic money machines, the numerous computers that Musk had talked about and alluded to them just cutting checks, not connected to any kind of actually authorized spending of some sort?
So they didn't touch on the magic computers that would just pump the money out. But what they did touch on is, you have the Treasury, and they talk about America's bank account,
mm-hmm.
where all the money is, all our money, Bill, and all your listeners, where our money is in a bank account, and the money comes out from the Treasury to all of these things every day, day after day after day. And he said, there's no requirement for any paperwork to be filled out, so you can't even do an audit. And this is what he talked about in the interview. He says you can't even do an audit because nobody marks anything on where it's going. And so you have no idea where the money got spent.
What a perfect system, though, that and people have to know that it's not marked. So what a perfect way to steal people blind.
Bill, this is what makes me sick. I know how much money I've paid in taxes over my entire working life. Now I'm almost 62 years old. I mean, I've been working for 45 years. And the amount of money that I paid over the years for my defense of my country, for safety, for security, for all mm-hmm. these other things. And to know, look, every single person that lights a Tesla on fire, every single person that protests, whether you're a politician or you're just someone walking the street, if you have any left-wing listeners, these people are insane. For some reason, they seem to think that the money's never going to end and that it's going to keep on rolling. I had a conversation with a very important person out of California recently, and we were talking about this specific issue. And we were discussing whether or not what it would take for Oregon to turn around, what would it take for California to turn around. Until these people who get all this free money go to the government, and the government literally pulls its pockets inside out and says, there is no more money. Until that happens...
Until it happens, nothing changes.
Nothing will change, because they seem to believe the magic money machine will never run out of money. But the fact is, in California and in Oregon, people are leaving. Bill...
Could you back away from the phone? I know you're very emphatic. I just don't want you to distort too much, okay?
Bill Maher was just talking about this on his show, and he said, look, the census was rigged last time they did it. The Republicans should have a much bigger majority in the House, but they, you know, there were mistakes made with the Census Bureau, and they, you know, miscalculated.
Right, and then you also look at the insane pushback to the executive order to, you must provide ID to vote in federal elections. You must prove that you are a citizen in order to be able to vote. And Rayfield and Tobias Reid in Oregon come unglued. What are you scared of?
Bill, they're stealing our money and they're stealing our election. They're doing both, and they're using the money to steal the election. This kind of fraud. But okay, people have talked about this stupid Epstein thing. Okay,
yeah.
I told you on the air a month or so ago. I said, look, I don't care about that. Okay. Until what I want is, I want to hear about that when you're indicting people. What I really want to know, I'm following this Doge thing closely, okay? What I want to know is I want to know when people get indicted. I want there to be extreme consequences for those who are committing this fraud. I want arrest. I want prison time. Because every one of your listeners, everyone who can hear my voice, has busted their behind. You've got a lot of senior callers like me.
Yeah.
And we've worked very hard our whole lives to provide for ourselves, for our families, and our grandkids. And we go through all of this, and then to find out this money is just being callously stolen. And they went into Social Security and talked about that. You know,
All right.
100% correct.
Yeah.
There will be no money. There won't be money for Social Security.
Yeah. I appreciate and thank you for bringing me a take on it. I promise I'm going to watch it tonight and do a little more study up for the weekend. But I wanted to kind of get a smart guy. I know you're a smart guy. I appreciate this. And that's why I keep saying one of the best things that could happen to Oregon, to people living in the state of Oregon, is for Oregon to run out of money.
That's right.
Because, you know, the way they behaved, transgender turtles running the Oregon Health Authority mental health place, a lot of that gets papered over by this ridiculous flood of money that would be coming out of the federal magic money machine for a long time. And Oregon has been eating its seed corn as it governs with stupidity, knowing that Uncle Sugar would always bail it out. And I think that's gone. That's over. Okay.
Like I said, Bill, it's not just waste, it's fraud. It's massive trillions of dollars of fraud over the last 40 years.
And on that note, I would say, you know what they do in China when you end up committing fraud against the government and stealing money? You know what happens to you there, right?
I'm sure you end up in a Uyghur camp.
Actually, you're executed. They tend to execute you. Those are capital crimes. And boy, it would be great to see something like that here when it comes to the fraud in our government. Okay? Thank you for the call.
All right, Bill.
Thank you, Matt. 826 KMED, KBXG, you're on the Bill Myers Show. Kim Commando Digital Update, we got her coming up.
Just look at it.
Yeah, it looks great in the moonlight.
And talk about quiet operation. We're not waking up the neighbors.
So smooth and sleek. American Industrial Door knows their stuff.
Okay, it's my turn. Give me the remote.
Mom? Dad?
Yeah?
Are you going to stop playing with the new garage door soon?
Go back to bed, sweetie.
If your garage door is keeping you up at night, it should be for all the right reasons. Visit AmericanIndustrialDoor.net.
2x4, 2x8, who do we appreciate? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the carpenter just hit his thumb. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what lumberyard has the best repertoire? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Mary had a little lamb, but it needed fencing from the ram. She also needed a brand new barn, but only one company has the charm. So when it comes to lumber, what's your choice? Say Hughes Lumber and rejoice on Crater Lake Highway, Hughes Lumber.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? In addition to providing pump installation and repair, Siskiyou Pump installs water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus conducts real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with their drilling division, they can consult and drill your well too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years, visit SiskiyouPump.com.
This is an emergency alert from Jackson County Emergency Management.
Imagine if instead of this ad, you were receiving an evacuation notice. Would you be prepared at that very moment? Jackson Alerts is Jackson County's new notification system.
I'm Justin Ivins, police chief for the Medford Police Department. Emergencies can strike at any time, and seconds count. Are you prepared? Make sure you're signed up for Jackson Alerts and know your zone.
Jackson County. Sign up at jacksonalerts.org.
Kim Commando is sponsored locally by Tech Nomad, your trusted local computer repair expert service done remotely by drop-off or they'll come to you. Visit mytechnomad.com.
When we think of artificial intelligence taking jobs, we think of data entry clerks, customer service reps, proofreaders, telemarketers, and graphic artists. But there's one area that AI is about to invade no one saw coming. I'm Kim Commando. Protect your home. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code Kim for a free two-week trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Kim. America's well-stocked giant grocery stores are about to change. In today's supermarkets, when you can't find the item that you need, you just ask any employee. They know the aisle. These folks are about to be replaced with small, in-the-aisle AI devices. Ask them where something is and get an instant answer. And that's not all. According to the LA Times, scientists at MIT have invented the robo-bagger. And bag boys, sometimes women and girls, are about to go the way of the 6-ounce Coca-Cola bottles and TV dinners in foil trays. Sign up for my free newsletter now at GetKim.com. Title theft is a growing real estate scam targeting the $32 trillion in American homeowners' equity. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee, and file with your county. Then, your home's title and its equity are in the hands of a criminal. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never. And that's exactly what scammers are counting on. Use my promo code Kim at HomeTitleLock.com, and you'll get a free title history report to find out if your title is still in your name. When you sign up, you'll also receive a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, and you can cancel anytime. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Kim for the protection.
Welcome to the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Give Bill a call at 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
It's 831. We're just going through a lot of fun, open topics on anything that happens beyond your mind. And Tom, you are a retired commercial airline pilot. Isn't that right, Tom?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
I've been retired for 25 years.
Okay. All right. So where are you on the contrail issue? Just curious.
It's bogus. It's insane. If whoever is doing the chemtrail thing that they talk about, how would they avoid breathing in these toxins? They're up there flying through the stuff. The president himself flies a hell of a lot, as well as the all of his secretaries and what have you.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask you, though, also, what about, in fact, Bonnie ended up writing me and saying, Bill, it was either on your show or Lars sometime in the last year, that there's a difference between two types of contrails. Now, as a pilot, do you know if there's two types of contrails, one that lingers a certain way and the other dissipates? Do you know?
Well, yes. The contrails actually, there's probably more than two types of contrails. The engines, the jet engines that were the forerunners, the early, I grew up in Southern California, the heart of the aircraft industry. And my God, over LA there, out over the Catalina Channel, the contrails were testing, airplanes every day, every manufacturer, Lockheed, Douglas, North American. The sky was full of contrails because the early engines were not what they call high bypass engines. The temperatures were lower, and all the air that entered the engine went through various compression stages and mixed with fuel. Then the advent of the fan engine, otherwise known as the high bypass, a lot of the air.
So, in other words, a little less likely to generate contrail. Is that kind of what you're getting at here, when it's a high bypass, the fan one?
Even though they're much larger and much more powerful, they're much less likely to generate a contrail.
All right. Okay. Hey, you wanted to comment on Matt's call? You wanted to make something on that briefly? Go ahead.
Well, the governmental waste, you have to go through all these hoops with your Social Security and ID and everything. My goodness gracious, it wouldn't it piss you off if you were staying in a hotel someplace and you're paying upwards of $100, $200, maybe even $300 a night for a room, and a person in the room right next door to you has got a free room, and he's an illegal who's walked his way to America, United States, or even worse, been flown for free. As a taxpayer.
It makes you wonder what you sent the money in for. Tom, I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Let me grab another one. Thank you, Tom. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Tom, another Tom.
Another Tom, two Toms in a row. Let's hear it.
Hey, let me just say, Bill, that the Oregon government is like Lenin's tomb. It's a communist plot.
A communist plot. That's a good one. I'm going to have to remember that, Tom.
Okay, you have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. That kind of reminds me. I haven't done a dad joke today because we've had a lot of serious conversation, a lot of serious things going on. So we need another palate cleanser. We got the communist plot. As it is, right? Dad jokes, and those are sponsored by friends over at Two Dogs Fabricating. Two Dogs Fab is on, it's on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And with a name like that, they have a great sense of humor. Also a local dealer for Iron Bull heavy-duty trailers made by Nordstorm. By the way, everything about them is fabricating, and they'll transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. They'll fix your hitch if you got something like that heading into the camping season. And today's dad joke coming from Donna. Hey, Bill, what happens to a snowman when he throws a temper tantrum? He has a meltdown. Of course. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. And thanks for the email there, Donna. I'll grab one more call before news. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Well, thank you. This would be Gregory out in Shady Cove.
Hello, Gregory.
Yes, we're going to inquire about the prevailing wage. And my question is that pandemic barn that they're building out by the expo.
Oh, the pandemic. Yeah, the grant stream funding that went there to build that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the streaming, grant streaming is paying for that. All right. Thank you for that bit of information today. Always informative.
Bye. All right. Thank you very much, Gregory. Yep. I think that was, I don't know how much matching funds had to go into that. Might have to talk with Danny about it, but I think it's called free government money. Get a free building. You just have to say it's for the pandemic, unless it's another plandemic. I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday. I shouldn't have even said that. I'm being very irresponsible. I'll stop now. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Good morning.
Good morning. It's Deplorable Patrick, Bill.
Hi, DP.
Hey, when you see, particularly in the winter, you see cars that have got, like, water coming out of the exhaust pipe. You see that?
Yes.
And that means they aren't very far from home. It means they just started up. The water will eventually, as the car warms up, it will turn to steam. And it'll be so warm by the time it gets out the exhaust pipe, you no longer see it.
Mm-hmm.
And George Mosier was telling us, this is connected in the auto shop when I was in high school, for every gallon of gas that goes through your car, more than a gallon of water comes out of the tailpipe. That's because when you take hydrogen from the fuel and oxygen from the air and you bash them together, in combustion, a product of combustion is water.
Along with CO2 and various other ingredients, right?
That's where your contrails come from. Now, I'm not denying everything because I think I've seen pictures of stuff coming out from the tips of the wings of these jets, which would be a separate nozzle, not coming out the exhaust, but so I'm willing to entertain that, but contrails, you probably only have one caller in your whole group here that's old enough to remember seeing a B-36 flying. That's the 10-engine bomber.
Yeah.
Those piston engines made contrails because, again, it was just combustion. Whether it's a jet or whether it's a piston, you bash the water. I mean, you bash the oxygen in the air together with hydrogen in the fuel, you get water, which appears as water vapor until it dissipates.
All right.
That's where contrails.
And by the way, you can arguably say that that air travel, with so much air travel probably has increased a bit of cloud cover in the country, wouldn't you say, overall? Because you know that even when 9/11 happened and then they shut down air travel, it is amazing your contrails disappeared. It's true.
Yeah, the actual air was cleaner, but that doesn't mean I want to walk every time I go to Florida.
Point well taken. Thank you, DP. I appreciate that. 770-5633. Let us talk now about the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We've had all sorts of seriousness, and we're going to talk about a serious event in history. But when you get it right with your multiple choice question, I mean, I'm going to even read the answers. You just tell me which one you like. Diner 62 for you. Amazing breakfast, amazing lunches. Gosh, I think my favorites I've had so far is that Diner 62 burger. Diner 62 burger and sweet potatoes. Yeah, sweet tatty fries. You get those, and they have two pork chops and eggs or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs. That's on special right now. And today, Clam Chowder Friday. If you haven't won this in the last 60 days, why don't you win it next? 770-5633, right after news, we'll do this.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
We've heard it all.
That electric gate has a mind of its own.
My backup camera needs to beep sooner and louder.
Since when is there a stop sign at that intersection?
Then Max jumped in my lap and
Well, you see the results.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The U.S. Department of Education has pulled money from some colleges and universities in Oregon after they received waivers from the Biden administration to give federal grants to students in the country illegally. The state's P3 waivers were immediately revoked Thursday. The waivers are for the TRIO program, which was created to help fund low-income and challenged American students pay for college. Locally, it'll affect OIT, SOU, along with Klamath and Rogue communities. Colleges. The Oregon Health Authority says federal cuts to COVID-era grants is a loss of $117 million to the state. The money was used to create Oregon's 988 crisis line and filled gaps in substance use treatment, prevention, and recovery services. It was also used for the Equity Office in the Public Health Division. The number of prescriptions for doctor-assisted suicide in Oregon increased last year, but the number of deaths declined. There were 376 deaths, which was down about 3% from 2023. Bill Lunden, KMED.
843, 962, Real American Quiz. We've got a bunch of people lined up. They'd like to get that $20 gift certificate so they can stuff themselves with some great diner food. As always, Vicky's the first one. Hello, Vicky. How you doing?
So good. Wait, oh, man, I want one of their hamburgers. I had that. And, oh, they're heavenly.
Oh, yeah. That Diner 62, the one that has the hamburger and the ham on top of that, great combo.
Yes.
Really is. Now then, Vicky, it was today in history in 1979. I was a senior in high school when this happened, and I remember it like yesterday. 4 a.m., one of the worst accidents in history. It happens when a pressure valve in the Unit 2 reactor at Three Mile Island fails to shut down. Now, cooling water that had radiation in it drained from a broken pressure valve into all the adjoining buildings, and then the core started to overheat. And after that, emergency cooling pumps went into operation. Now, if it had been left alone, that actually would have prevented the development of a larger crisis. However, human operators in the control room, they misread the readings, and they shut off the emergency water system. Oops. The reactor was also shut down, but the residual heat from the fission process still being released by early morning. The core was 4,000 degrees, just 1,000 degrees short of a meltdown. But needless to say, Vicky, that's pretty darn hot core, okay? Well, now then, after the radiation leak was discovered, 2 days later, residents advised to stay indoors. Experts were uncertain if a hydrogen bubble that had formed would create further meltdown or maybe blow the place up. Governor Dick Thornburgh advising pregnant women and preschool-aged children to evacuate. So how far out, Vicky, did the governor advise this group to go to be safe from possible radiation? This, of course, pregnant women and preschool-aged children. Was it 3 miles, A, B, 5 miles, C, 10 miles, D, 15 miles, or E, 20 miles? What was the safety zone for the pregnant women and the kids from 3 Mile Island? What do you say?
I think it was 15.
You think it was 15? I would have thought 15, too. That's what I guessed. And I was wrong when Brian was telling me that. I'm so sorry. All right, let me go to Logan. Hey, Logan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, good. What were the choices again?
Okay, well, 3 miles, 5 miles, 10 miles, or 20 miles. What was the safety zone that the governor ended up telling people to evacuate to?
Let's go middle of the road at 10 miles.
10 miles. That's not bad. Unfortunately, it's not the one. It's amazing. Could it be either more or less? I don't know. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning.
So it's three.
Fine.
It's 3 miles, like the name, 5 miles, or 20 miles. How many miles did Governor Dick Thornburgh of Pennsylvania tell people to evacuate from?
5 miles.
Good day for you, Tom.
You're a winner! Yeah! Big winner!
You got it. He recommended the sensitive group to leave within a 5-mile radius until further notice. And I don't know if you were around then at that point, Tom, but April 1st, President Jimmy Carter, he ended up showing up there to inspect it. Of course, he was a trained nuclear engineer, and he was trying to calm people down about that. Now, at the height of the crisis here, Tom, plant workers were exposed to unhealthy levels of radiation, but no one outside of Three Mile Island had their health affected by the accident, and no one died. Nonetheless, the incident pretty much eroded the public's faith in nuclear power. That unharmed Unit 1 reactor at Three Mile Island, which was shut down during the crisis, didn't resume operating until 1985. Cleanup continued on Unit 2 until 1990, too damaged to be usable again. And now there's talk that the high-tech bros want to get another one of those reactors going again because, well, I guess data centers. But, Tom, we're going to send you to Diner 62. Hang on. Let me get your address. We'll get that all set up. Good stuff. We'll do another one of these next week.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
As the Fontana Roofing crews travel around Southern Oregon, they like to keep things interesting.
You know, we've been doing so many roofs around the valley, there's not many areas where we don't see our past work.
Ooh, like that one.
Yep, the whole metal package. Roof, siding, flashing, gutters.
Tile job.
Oh yeah, that's a beauty. Luxury home on the hill with tile and copper accents.
Shake.
That traditional barn looks great with that fading shake roof. That one was tricky.
I'm up like 3-0.
Oh wait, I didn't know this was a competition. Composite.
Jinx. Maybe we should just Rochambeau for that one.
Rochambeau? I'm driving. A tie goes to the driver.
Okay, well, I'll give you that one. Metal, you're kidding, destroyed. 4-1.
Oh, this isn't fair. I got to keep my eyes on the road, and I can't look around and see what else is going on.
While the Fontana Roofing crew has fun on the way, they're all business when they arrive at your job site. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
One of each, K4 VIN 016551, MSRP 24145, Telluride VIN 615524, MSRP 4270, 5699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/25.
Get up and go to Kia Medford, where payments are down to just $159 a month. Save on our huge selection of new Kias, like the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Only $159 a month lease, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S. Now, $239 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't miss K4s, $159 a month, or Telluride's $239. Get up and go to Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
It's 11 before 9. Still a little bit of open phone time if you wanted to check in here and tell me what you're thinking about particular areas here. All right. Okay. Oregon said, I couldn't believe this one. I'm seeing this story. You know, if anybody you know has received unemployment insurance in the state of Oregon, they've had to get their unemployment forms replaced now for 3 years in a row because there's tax forms. They give you a tax form at the end of the year to show how much unemployment you received, I guess, and how much of it is taxable, et cetera, et cetera. 1099-G. And the Oregonian reporting that for the third year in a row, they're sent out and they're all wrong. Third year in a row, they've done it. 3 years in a row, we can't even get the unemployment. The unemployment tax forms out there. Well, the employment department blames this year's mistakes on its transition from an obsolete computer system the agency has relied on since the 1990s to a new system implemented last year. It affected about 5% of them. But hopefully, Doge, come on to Oregon. I think Doge would have such a fun time in Oregon, don't you? I think it'd be hilarious. But let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. It is Find Your Phone Friday. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, sure can. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dino.
Hey, Gino, is that a washing machine in the background, or is that another piece of machinery?
It's my treadmill. Sorry about that.
Oh, your treadmill. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. You're exercising. Good for you. What's up, Gino?
Hey, I just have a question about the commercial that your station runs about Cliff Benz voting to reduce the Medicare and Social Security.
Yes.
And that's really not a true statement at all.
I don't think it's a true statement at all. It's a political ad purchased by a group called Oregonians for Democracy. And I really can't tell you much about them. I don't know. I've never heard of them.
So you have to run that, huh?
Yeah, if you accept a political advertising, and we do, because we are a business, okay. you accept it all. And I don't know if you realize this, especially with federal ones, there are very few limitations you can place on that, if I understand the FCC rules pretty much. But, you know, you can say almost anything you want in a political ad. You can also lie in a political ad. It's true. Yeah, I don't know if you realize that. You can lie in a political ad. It's okay.
That's hard to believe. Well, thank you for answering my question. I appreciate it.
Yep. And by the way, what's your treadmill up to? What's your beats per minute?
I do 6 miles an hour.
Good for you. Good for you. I think the most I could ever do is about 5.5. And when I get to 6, I just collapse on myself. Maybe 5 is really it. But all right.
Well, the older I get, the faster I used to be.
I love that. That's great, Gino. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's just it. We are business, and if somebody wants to buy a political ad, we're certainly not going to say no because, hey, I have expensive cat kibble that I have to pay for. So Oregonians for Democracy, I think they must be convincing people that, I don't know if I can agree with anything they're saying there. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Good morning. Is this... Tracy up in Mount Vernon, Washington. Can you hear me okay?
Tracy, you sound great. How you been?
Okay, great. Well, you forgot to add the most important thing about the political commercials from a business perspective is that you have to charge them the lowest rate by FCC laws.
Yes, I did forget to mention that, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, they get the best deal. And you know why they do this?
No idea.
Well, politicians end up putting people that run the FCC.
Isn't that
great?
That makes sense.
Now, this is another interesting little thing. You know, people will say, Bill, you have to give me equal time. I'm running for city council, and that person said something wrong about me. I said, actually, no, I don't have to give you equal time. You know, when I do have to give you equal time is if you're running for a federal office. That's the rule. See, most of these rules are all about federal office holders and federal offices because we are a federally regulated business with a broadcast license. So isn't that cool?
So now we all know that
the Congress critters do everything possible along with the senators and the president to make sure that, you know, it's easier for them to advertise. They want to make sure. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. I wanted to, I know you're short on time here. I just wanted to comment on what's going on up here north close to the border. It seems they're getting really bad. Mr. Trump has awakened a friendly, sleeping giant.
Oh, yeah?
And Canadians are voting with their pocketbook. The town of Blaine, which is right on the border there, their retail sales are down like 30%.
Really?
And, Canadians are not traveling to the States. I saw something in Simply Flying the other day where bookings for U.S. to Canada routes in some cases are down 70%. Now, this is far out projections. Maybe they'll change their mind as the summer goes on. But no, there's some very serious anger up north, and they're voting with their pocketbook. And because the Canadian dollar, the toonie and the loonie are so weak, it makes sense also from an economic standpoint. So
I would imagine that that Canadian tourism will be affected. They are pretty butthurt about this.
Oh, They're very angry. And unfortunately, Mr. Trump still doesn't realize, you know, it takes a little bit of time to build a new aluminum smelter or a steel mill. It's not something you can just turn around on a dime. And even if you can, there's no electricity. BC Hydro is going to now give you a big fat surcharge for that electricity. And the grid is starting to fill up here with all those data centers down south. So it's smelter or data center. What do you want?
I think I'd rather have a smelter, truth be told. It's actually something tangible rather than getting everybody into the AI screen. But that's just me, Tracy. What about you?
Yeah, I'll take a smelter. But we don't have anything here right now. And all those aluminum factories are up in Quebec where the hydro is cheap. And they're not planning to move down south.
What do you think is going to happen, given that you're up in Washington State, you're there on the border, you can see both sides of this one. My concern about Trump going tariff-y is that tariff wars just don't seem to really end all that well, generally speaking. And I'm just hoping that tariff wars don't end up in shooting wars. Not that I would be worried about Canada shooting at us necessarily, but you know what I'm getting at overall, in the grand scheme of things?
I agree. I think I'm really looking forward to Wheels Up Wednesday with Eric Peters, so he can talk about the tariffs and especially the impact on our allies in South Korea and Japan. They are not too happy right now.
Well, what I get concerned about, too, is when I read about what the real-life consequences will be for car dealers. You know, car dealers are a big deal. They're a big pillars of the community, big major part of economic activity. And when you tell somebody, just because your car, all of a sudden, that one day it's this, and the next day is $7,000 more. In fact, that's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning, that you can expect anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 increase on a price instantly on a vehicle that ends up being imported. Now, there are exceptions. Hyundai Kia, President Trump has given them an exemption because they're going to be building a plant here. But I don't know. That's a big deal, Tracy. That's big deal. You're messing.
It is, and like the politicians, the car dealers are one of your big advertisers. And, you know, if they're selling like a German car or something, or a Volvo made in China or in Sweden, I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. Well, glad hearing from your perspective from up north of the border. What's going to happen? I don't know. Is the status quo the way we've been tariffing and taking tariffs acceptable? No. Is this the way to go? I don't have an answer. Kind of above my pay grade, but we can talk more about that Monday for sure. And my email, bill@billmeyershow.com. Thank you so much. Be well.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? In addition to providing pump installation and repair, Siskiyou Pump installs water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus conducts real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with their drilling division, they can consult and drill your well too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years, visit Siskiyou.